Orbis, Book 3 in the Spatterjay series, by Neil Asher, read by William Gaminara. It's well known that the Spatterjay virus optimizes its host for their mutual survival, sometimes causing weird transformations in the said host when this survival is threatened. However, there's still much debate about the extent to which it can alter the structures of the human brain. With some hoopers, as the residents of Spatterjay are called, long-term viral infection can result in the brain becoming hardwired, so that those affected become incapable of learning anything new or reacting usefully to any situations arising outside of their normal day-to-day lives. Yet it's also been shown that in some other hoopers, the virus is perpetually tampering with the brain, actually connecting to cerebral structure, and that information is exchanged between mind and virus. Some of this information, it would seem, cannot arise simply from that mind's own experiences, and scientists speculate that, as well as storing an eclectic collection absorbed from the genomes of the creatures it has been hosted by, the virus is capable of storing mental information too. Those who enjoy this close connection between mind and virus also seem to possess greater mental capacity, remembering a great deal of what they've read and experienced. This should not be surprising, of course, since one of the greatest instruments for optimizing the survival of a human is that organ lying between his ears. From How It Is by Gordon. A varied collection of interesting crates, boxes, storage cylinders, and oddly shaped objects wrapped in crash foam is strapped securely in the quadrate cargo scaffold of the enormous zero-gravity hold space of the Gurnard. Numerous aisles run through this scaffold to provide access for the auto-handlers, which are machines like giant grey earwigs presently crouching in recesses in the distant walls, their job completed some days ago. Amidst the latest cargo to be loaded rests a big plasmal crate, and now, emitting a high whine, a silvery blade stabs through the surface from inside it and cuts round, splitting the crate in two. Then, spreading metal tentacles, the object within the crate pushes the two halves of it apart. The war drone sniper blinks open his crystal orange eyes and peers about himself in the darkness, which isn't actually darkness to him, since his sensorium spans so much wider than the limited human spectrum. "Do you think they'll find out?" his small companion inquires, as it drifts from the depths of the crate alongside him.
"I don't reckon so," says Sniper. "By the time they realize we're not still hiding in a sea cave, we'll be well away.